Hello, my name is Stephanie Ellis. I am a member of the Physics Rockers group, and I am from southern LA in a city called Lomita. Lomita is actually smaller than San Diego State, but it is only about 10 minutes away from the second largest mall in America. I recently found out it was that big. My major is kinesiology with my emphasis in pre-physical therapy. And just the big downside to that is that San Diego State does not offer the master's degree in physical therapy, so I have to go somewhere else for that. I'm pretty much taking physics because it is a requirement. I didn't really like physics in high school, but I'm learning and it is starting to get a little more interesting now. At the beginning of the school year, I didn't know if I wanted to be part of the group option or the individual option, but because I was unsure, I decided to go for the group option and test it out. And I'm definitely glad I did now, because it definitely helps to be in the small group. If someone doesn't understand one concept, they can go and ask another person in the group, and hopefully together we can solve the problem. And so far that's been the case. We've been working together and being able to solve the problems in the book. At first, I didn't know why I needed to take physics. I didn't really understand why it was required for my major. But then when we started to get into vectors and vector addition and tension, I started to understand, because when people get hurt, they might need a sling. In physical therapy, the sling will need to be tightened to certain tensions so that the body part or muscle that has been hurt can heal correctly so that it can be used in the future. Because if it heals improperly, it could lead to muscle atrophy or something like that. And then that body part won't be able to be used anymore, and that's just no good. Some other concepts in physics, I don't really see right now how they will help my chosen career, but I do enjoy learning new things and having a more broad education, because it's just useful to have more knowledge just in case I might need it if I ever chose to go on to further my education for a PhD. Because having a more broad education helps with critical thinking skills and analytical skills, which I think are probably the most important things to take out of a college education. Because without critical thinking or analytical skills, reading anything might be boring, or you might just sit around being confused when people are talking to you because you don't really know what to do. I believe that that's the main reason why Tony is telling us to use a problem-solving method with the homework, because he wants us to be able to look at the problem and decide what we need to take out of the problem to figure out the answer. Without critical thinking skills or analytical skills, life would be pretty hard, especially in a career-type setting, because your boss may ask you to figure out a problem and you won't be able to because you never learned how to use your brain in that way. And that's about it for physics. And just some in general information. College so far has been enjoyable. I think if I could do it again, I might go to junior college first, just to save some money, because looking at what I owe so far in loans and stuff like that, it's definitely not pretty. But yeah, college is enjoyable. I'm glad I went to college. Otherwise, I don't know how far up the ladder I would get working at just some chain place, not a real career. From college, I expect to gain just life experience in general. I want to gain more independence from my family so I can be able to live on my own and not always need to go to them for help. And I would like to be prepared for my chosen career. And so far, I think I'm doing pretty well. And that's it about me. Thanks for your time.